Tories are taking London taxi drivers for a ride. Dave Wallace, Vice Chair, RMT London Taxi Branch. Transport for London TfL has in the last 4 years registered another 40,000 minicabs to drive around London, allowing them to ply for hire using smartphone technology. Under existing legislation, only London taxis can show availability, but minicabs are circumventing the law by using taxi apps, making them available for immediate hire. This is plying for hire, which London Mayor Boris Johnson admits is breaking the law. But he fails to push for legislation change to protect the hackney carriage trade in London. Pre-booked fares. Minicabs licensed under the 1998 Private Hire Act are only allowed to take pre-booked fares, which means having an office and a landline for a customer to call. We know that David Cameron, George Osborne and Boris Johnson have an unhealthy relationship with taxi app Uber, and are constantly lobbying for them by telling the regulator TfL to leave them alone. Boris Johnson's supercycle highway has also affected taxi drivers. The taxi trade is not against cyclist safety, but in my opinion a 5-year-old with an etch-a-sketch could have designed and implemented the works better. TfL sent out surveys and consulted with the public and drivers, but no results from these were released. My first port of call in the mornings is Waterloo, which, living in Wapping, should take about 15 minutes, but the same journey is now taking 45 minutes to an hour. We will fight to the end just like the dockers and the miners did, but know that we are not in the Tory government's thoughts and there has been a long-term plan to deregulate. Boris Johnson received a text from Osborne on the day of the mayoral question time lobbying for Uber, and when asked about it, he said, "I don't deny it." So there you have it, the Tory party telling the Great London Authority and TfL they will leave Uber alone. We have a taxi protest on the 10th of February at Whitehall from 2 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. to demonstrate our disgust at this unhealthy cover-up by Cameron, Osborne and Johnson. Please support us.